there's some mind-blowing, science fiction-worthy technology that's available these days. But just because it's here doesn't mean people can actually afford to buy it. That's the challenge with an exoskeleton developed at Vanderbilt University that allows people in wheelchairs to walk. WPLN's Emily Siner reports the device was approved by the FDA, but has a long way to go to reach a wider market.
This exoskeleton is a robotic brace that straps around your waist and legs. People with spinal cord injuries who use a wheelchair can put the exoskeleton on. Then, if they lean forward, the device stands them up and starts moving their legs. This machine is not designed to completely replace wheelchairs. People can use it for short periods of time to exercise their legs or to access something they couldn't otherwise. But Michael Goldfarb says it's still pretty amazing to see this happen.
People put it on and stand up and walk for the first time in a long time, and they just, boy, are so happy to be able to stand and walk.
Goldfarb is the Vanderbilt professor who led the team that developed the exoskeleton. And he's been working on devices like this for a long time. For his doctoral project back in the early 90s, he created something similar, but much clunkier.
It was plugged into the wall, it was plugged into desktop computers, it was plugged into a lot of large pieces of instrumentation. I had these people who used the system, and I know they liked it, but I always felt like it was not going to leave the lab.
This newer version, 20 years later, is actually usable in the real world. It's being sold by technology company Parker Hannifin. Spokesman Aidan Gormley says they're already getting orders from several medical clinics and even some individuals who want one for themselves. But the biggest barrier right now is the cost, $80,000 for a single device. It's not something everyone in a wheelchair can afford. To get insurance companies to pay for it, Parker Hannifin has to prove that it's beneficial, that it will lower other healthcare costs. And Gormley says that next step for the exoskeleton could take years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.